Ali Shur, Volbe makes a very powerful observation from the Mashgiach quoted numerous times over the years, that if you take a look at a human child in the stage that the baby is born, after 9 months, and I don't know how you do this, but scientifically you compare it with the stage of development that animals are born at, so the child is exactly half developed of the way that a normal animal is born. Now, there are animals that have stages of gestation that go a lot more than 9 months. So it's very strange that a human baby is born, so to speak, half-baked. He's not there yet. Give him another 9 months and he'll come out in a normal way that an animal will come out. So what are you going through the whole schlep for? And let him develop properly. Easier on the mother. He doesn't like that answer. The answer that Rav Volbe gives is, he says that this proves, at least what it points to, is that part of the normal development of a human child is that he has to grow up not only in a physical womb where he's inside of his mother and everything that does for him, but he has to grow up in a social womb. He has to grow up in a house environment, or at least he's in close proximity, family, friends, and his senses experience the world. People say, you want to know when Chinuch Habonim starts? It's immediately. Because the child picks up immediately. And so a child is born at 9 months, not at 18 months, because of the fact that half of his gestation is not done inside the womb. It's done in the social womb of what we call the external environment of society. And the truth of the matter is that it's not just true of a baby being born. It really is true of every one of us. None of us are shalem. None of us are full unless we have other people with us. Without other people, a chavrusa, a yeshiva, a group, there's a certain element which is missing. And it comes out in many ways, some in the parsha, some in other places, which for a few minutes I just wanted to focus on today. I don't know whether this will be the last time that we talk to the group for Chervzman Tavshanayin Zayin, Mistama, it will be, but I don't know what's going to be next week. But that being the case, so we should talk about Divrei Chabura B'Chabura while the going is still good. In the beginning of the Parsha this week, before we get to the Ego, let's leave the Ego alone this year. You have the whole idea of counting. We don't count people. It's minimizing to count people. People are above numbers. And in fact, when you count people, so magefa happens. Because what you do when you count people and you make them into a number is you take out the very essence of a human being. So we learn about kisisa. We learn about the kiyar. And then after that, we have the recipe for the besamim. The Torah tells us, v'ata, kach lecha besamim reish. You should go and take besamim. What's the first one? Mar deror. Mordechai, Mar deror, chamesh meyos. 500 measures. V'kinman besem, machtzisai, chamishim umasayim. This kinman besem, which is, kinman is bark of the cinnamon tree, and there's stuff which is just wood, and then there's stuff which is more fragrant. So you take half of it, which is 250. Now, if you read the pasuk straight, it seems like what you're saying is that you take 250 total. And the machtzisa is half of the 500 that you just mentioned in the Mar Deror. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says, no, the Torah is saying this in an unorthodox way, but it's not what it means. Zabrashi machtzisai chamishim umasayim. Half of the amount is chamishim umasayim. Machtzis hava osai tei chamishim umasayim. Half of what you bring is 250. Nimtza comes out kulai chamesh meyos. That the sum total is 500. K'mashir mar deror. Okay, so why doesn't it say 500? Why does it say machtzisa chamishim u'masayim imkeim lama nemar b'chatzoyim gzeiras hakosav hu lahavioi l'chatzoyim. You have to bring it half by half. One half at one time, one half at the other time. L'harbois b'y shteach rois. To be marbet, to tell you you have to do more, you have to weigh it twice. Okay. So the Torah, the strange gzeiras hakosav, that you have to take the kinmon besem, you have to bring it 250 one weighing, 250 the other weighing, and then put it together. Stam gzeiras hakosav, it says it's gzeiras hakosav. When you look at the rest of the Rashi, Rashi tells you that there's something that we learn from the gzeiras hakosav, and this is what I'd like to focus on. The Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in Tainus, pretty well known Gemara about Cheni Amagel. Cheni Amagel, very interesting person. But Cheni Amagel, very different than the generations that lived after him, the Mepharshim say. Cheni Amagel had a problem that bothered him all the days of his life. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yomav Shel Oisai Tzadik, all the days of Cheni Amagel, Hayim Mitztayer Al Mikra Zeh. He was troubled by the following pasuk. Shira Malois B'Shuv Hashem Eshivas Tziyon Ayinu Kecholmen. So it says that when Hashem brings us back after 70 years of Golus Bavel, the whole 70 years is going to be like a dream. Amar Mi'ika Denayim Shavin Shnin B'Chalma. Is it possible to sleep for 70 years and to dream? And Mepharshim say, what was bothering Cheni Amagel? Cheni Amagel says, how can you say that 70 years is like a dream? The imagery doesn't make sense. Life is long, life is hard, right? 70 years, at least al pi pasuk in Tehillim Meshe Yisneim Shim Shana, a long life of 70 years, how can you be medama that to a dream? Life takes a long time. So how can you say Hayinu Kecholmen? That's Cheni Amagel's kasha, and he was mitztayer kol yemei chayav about the imagery of the pasuk. Yom Achad, one day he goes out, hava azul beurchem, he's going on the way. Chaz yelahu gavra, he sees a man, the havei nata charuva, and he's planting a carob tree. Amalei, hi, ad kama shnin toin. He says, this tree, how long does it take until it starts to grow fruit? Amalei shavin shnin, 70 years. Amalei, repeating theme, pshita l'cha d'chayis shavin shnin. You're going to live for 70 years? 70 years is a long time. But you're planting something that is going to take 70 years to bear fruit. 70 years, lifetime of a man, is a long time. What are you planting that for? Amalei agavra, alma b'charuva ashkachte. I found a carob tree in this world. Just like my father's planted for me, I'm planting it for my children. In other words, Echanami, you're right. 70 years may be a long period of time, but my son will be around in another 70 years, and therefore I'm planting it for him. End of conversation. So Cheni Amagel is still holding with his shverkeit that 70 years is a long time. How can that be a chalom? And then you hear the twinkly music in the background, and everything goes hazy, and Cheni Amagel falls down after eating some bread. I don't know what was in the bread. And all of a sudden, this mysterious Shein Selah, whatever it is, grows out of the ground and covers him up, and Cheni Amagel sleeps for 70 years. So as to prove to him, 70 years can be but a dream. Life is but a dream. You can sleep for 70 years, and don't worry, it's not so long. What happens then is Cheni Amagel wakes up, and there's this guy. He looks exactly like the one he saw when he fell asleep, and he's sitting there munching on bukzer, on carobs. You know how delicious it is. And he says, "Who are you? You're the guy who planted the trees." And no, that was my grandfather. He goes back home and he says, you know, where's Cheni Amagel's son? And they say, well, his grandson's alive. His son, he left a long time ago. And then he goes to the Beis Medrash and they're all having a great day in the Beis Medrash. And they say, this is the best day that we've had since Cheni Amagel was around. Everything is clear, super clear, just like when Cheni Amagel was in the turf over here. And he comes and he says, I'm Choni Amagol. And they say, get out of here. And they're not mechabed him. They don't pay attention to him. And the end of the Gemara basically says, Chol Shdaite. He became weak. He became depressed. Boy Rachami, and he davened umes, and he died. Amar Rava, Hainu da Amri Inshi. This is what people say. Oy Chavrusa, Oy Misusa. Either you have a society, either you have Chaverim, or you die. There's no purpose to being alive if you don't have anybody with you. The question is, I don't know, the strong question, not such a strong question, it always bothered me, is that apparently what's bothering Choni Amagol the whole time is that, 70 years, a long period of time. So how can you call it a chalom? He goes to sleep. Apparently, that's supposed to be the proof that it can be a chalom. And he wakes up. And he wakes up to a world that he doesn't recognize. And he wakes up to a world where his kids are not his kids and his friends are not his friends. And he basically says, I'm out of the times. I don't fit here anymore. So Rabbeinu Shalom, take me away. So is that an answer to his question or is that a riot to his question? Seemingly it's a riot to his question. 70 years is a long time. You wake up after 70 years, you don't belong anymore. So how does that answer up the question of Choni Amagol? That Hayinu Kecholmen. It's not dream stuff. 70 years is a generation and you're finished. So how do you put the two together? Is 70 years a long time? Is 70 years not a long time? And if it is a long time, so then how did Choni Amagol get an answer to his question? All the way back in Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that he's going to create Chava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim lo tov hayois adam levado." It's not good for a person to be alone. Esa lo ezer kenegdo, I have to make him a helpmate. And he creates Chava. And from that time on, everybody knows that a man is a half a soul and a woman is a half a soul. And nobody is anything before they get married, and therefore you have to get married so you can be an Adam HaShalom. Okay, and that's a true concept. But to take the concept further, and really it does, is that the entire world does not work without an Ezer Kenegdo. There is no person in this world who can ever be totally independent. People say, yeah, I like to just work for the Ribbono Shalom and nobody else. Ein kaze davar. Everybody has shibudim. You own a business. Before you start a business, you have to have investors. And once you have the business, then you have people who are working for you. And you have shibudim to your employees. If you're an employee, so you have shibudim to the ones who are paying your paycheck. Everybody relies on everybody else. If you're supplying customers, Mr. Angel, right? Mr. Angel has to take care of the people who want their bread and he has to make a good slice of bread, otherwise he's out of business. But on the other hand, all the people who want bread without Mr. Angel and all of his competitors, so then we don't go very far. Socially, we all know that there are certain things that we can't do for ourselves, much as we try. And we're all compelled to live with each other, and we're all compelled to gain from each other, and we all pick each other up. And unfortunately, when we're down, so sometimes we drag other people down with us. But hopefully, we uplift each other more than we drag each other down. But we're all one, and we're all part of one. We're all part of one entity. That's the way that it works. That's how society works. And that's how people work. And that's why Rav Volbe said that when a baby is born, so he has to only be half-baked when he comes into the social world, because part of his identity is being part of other people. And perhaps this is what the Gemara is telling us about Choni Amagol as well, and perhaps that's what Rashi is telling us also about the Besamim. Choni Amagol thought that life was very long. And the Gemara basically says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that life is not so long. But he didn't recognize anybody. So is life long or is life short? The answer is, apparently, is that Chani HaMagal is being shown that life is not so long. 70 years, life is but a dream. 70 years has gone very, very quickly. When you're 18, 19, 20, it doesn't really seem like that. I remember when the Mashkiach married off his first kid, so he said to me, Mirtz Hashem by you, and I like almost laughed in his face. He said, and you're laughing, you'll see. Before you know it, it's right around the corner. Right? That's what happens. Life is but a dream. But on the other hand, our whole shaychus to life, the way that we know it, is through the people who are in life. And therefore, without a chevra shaft, it doesn't have to be 70 years. It can be 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, 15 years. If the people that we know and the people that we love are not around anymore, because the years are not enough to keep us young, we need the people. If we have the people, so then it's all one unit. But if there are no people, so then it's all separate and it doesn't mesh into one. And finally, you've got the Rashi. The Rashi says, what are we supposed to learn out of the fact that you have 250 being weighed one, and then 250 being weighed the second time? Says Rashi, she'in sheklin ayin ba'ayin. Every time you weigh something, it's not exactly the same. If you weighed one thing one time, 500, you get one measurement. But if you have two 250s, the fact that each 250 is slightly different, that makes it into a different 500. And that's the way that we all are. Everybody is different than the next one. And everybody complements and supplements each other. And that's what it's all about, to be part of a tzibur. We have to appreciate each other, and we have to appreciate the fact that we're all part of one goal and one unit. As I said before, very likely the last chumashir of this current zman, and like to thank this tzibur, Chumashir tzibur, Baruch Hashem, I'm zochet to be part of many different tzibur's in the yeshiva. You have the second Seder tzibur, and you have the Halacha Seder tzibur, and you have the Mishnah Yashir tzibur, and the, whatever, we'll go on and on, but the Chumashir tzibur, it's a group that's uplifting for me at least, and it's uplifting hopefully everybody gaining from each other. Started out this man with the Tevas Nayach, that the Tevas Nayach is not only a box to separate ourselves from the rest of the world. The Tevas Nayach is a Teva that gets lifted up and up and up on the waters. And a yeshiva is like that too. The yeshiva, everybody is on the rise. And now's the time, I remind you every Zman and every year. When you go home, just remember, look around and see that this feels different. You're not the same person that you were in the beginning of the Zman. You changed. You changed, went up a notch. For those of you who are going to stay here for the Zman, so you're still changing. You'll change faster over being a Zman and then the rest of these other guys will, who are Nebuch going home, right? But you'll get your turn too. Then you'll come home. And you'll see it's a different story. Why? Because you were on the water. You were going up and up and up. And what brought you up? The Torah? Yeah, the Torah. Masechta Chulin, of course, it was Masechta Chulin. But more than anything else, the reason that we all learn in that big room over there, and not this guy in this little shtiebel, another guy in another little shtiebel, and this one in his classroom, and the other one in his classroom, right, is because there's a kayach of a tzibur. Everybody together, like bricks that are laid one on top of the other, right? Not one on top of the other straight, but the way that they lay bricks, everybody gaining from the next one, that's what picks everybody up and that's what elevates all of us. Make sure that during Bein HaZman and wherever you are, have regular siddurim, but it's very important, find yourself a geshmaka place where there's going to be an olam and latch yourself onto that tzibur. For me, it's an amazing thing. I can go into a room where there's a tzibur during the day. It's a different room. Maybe it's just a psychotic episode, but I really feel that way. It's a different room than a place that doesn't have a beis medrash during the day, even if you're there during off hours. But certainly, if there's somewhere where there's a morning seder, yeshivas bein hazmanim, make ample use of it. use the koach of the tzibur, it will keep you going through Bein Hazmanim. And Bez Hashem, we should have a great rest of the Zman, not over yet, and then through Bein Hazmanim, and we should continue to grow together. Everybody on the Shabbos.